Mama Memphis. Who could deny a mother the miracle fidgeting in her arms? Only the angels could create something like that, but I was no miracle. A late bloomer, birthed somewhere between Sun Records and Stax, spun into a head of black wool and a will to be somebody. Mama didn't play no games, carefully molding her babies into intricate works of art, and Lord, aren't we beautiful? But there came a time when I left what I knew, and someone happened to ask me about home, about Mama, how her tongue whipped my behind to and fro, taking me and breaking me, then building a me made of all things hustle. How her eyes reflected the fluidity of the Mississippi, which rolled down her face in anticipation of something great. Let me tell you something. You don't know the feeling of home until behind her pulpit, early Sunday morning, the earth breaks and you felt the second coming. Until you meet her people, her proteges of love, choir members humming the sultry sounds of blues, until you meet the blues, bombarded by shells of what used to be, how it haunts and consumes her streets with old miseries. There is sanctuary and forgetting old tendencies, but what we're forgetting is the necessity to move forward. She implores us to move forward. I inhale a culmination of everything Mama's been through. Exhale a proclamation of a greater Memphis which lies in the youth who call her bosom home, whose eyes swim in the glow of her pyramid, who dance down Beale to the magic in her sway, who leave for something better and can't wait to come home, because she is forever. When I finally returned, the moist rosy of her lips greeted me on the front porch, and for the first time I smelled magnolia on her breath, watched the heave of her chest, daring the world to have a seat and listen. Memphis is alive, they'll say, and I'll smile and nod because, yes, Mama is very much alive in me.